overalls, and they'd stick lights in front. I don't know. I've seen them nowadays, and I wondered if they were the same way. Like my cousin wears them, and he sticks so many things. And then his pockets will.
Yeah,
every time. And I just wondered if they did them the same way. He puts I don't know what all in his pliers and everything else, and he always that's interesting. Do you remember what they call a little leather container with a clasp on it to put coins in?
A purse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they Well, now in those, what did they call something like this? That was just for ornament on your arm.
I don't remember, other than a bracelet.
Just bracelet, just the same. What would the men wear to hold up their trousers?
Well, they would wear a belt.
They'd wear
suspenders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about when it would rain? What would you hold over your head?
An umbrella.
And
parasol.
Now if you were making up the bed, what would they call that the last thing they put on the bed?
Let's see. I don't remember whether we called it a spread or what. I don't know.
And, do you ever remember hearing a long time ago counterpin?
Oh yes, yes.
That's
what it was.
Now, of course, now at the head of the bed, you'd put your head
on the pillows. Or sometimes they would have a bolster. Call it.
What would they call it? Well, kind of place that, like if they had more kids than they had beds, and they had to make
a pallet.
Different kinds of land. Like if you were talking about land that would grow most anything, you'd say that land was very
fertile.
And what would they call land that would be along a stream that was sort of lowland kind of, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Do they ever have any swamps around this area?
No, not.
I just wondered because this, it was sort of. Was there hilly elevation around here? Like out around Colt?
It's pretty level.
Was it pretty level? Mm-hmm. What was most of the soil like that out there where y'all worked the soil?
We had pretty good ground. It was pretty fertile ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it was,
sandy type or clay type or just a kind of.
Well, it wasn't a clay. I know that because I can remember that.
What about when we were talking about they didn't have any ponds and anything around here? Did they have any creeks out around here?
Yes, we had some creeks. So we go fishing. And
mm-hmm. Oh, you go fishing in the creeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would a creek be the smallest sort of? Mm-hmm. Body of running water, and then the next thing above that would be the
river. We weren't too far from the river.
Now around here, is there anything that they call a bayou?
Not right in this vicinity, but over east there is
over east
a bayou.
There would be.
Mm-hmm.
Bayou.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not ever sure how to say that word. I thought I had seen signs that seemed to mean driving. What would they call if there'd been a lot of rain and the rain cut kind of an open place in your field? You'd call that open place.
What do we call it? I guess we call it cut a ditch.
Cut a ditch. What about a gully? Was there anything that called a gully?
If you happen to be on a hillside and the rain, it would cut.
That would be like on a hillside.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What about a wash. Do you ever hear
that? Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be where, you know, it would cut a ditch through your field. It would be called a wash.
But a ditch would not necessarily have to be man-made. That would be something just the rain would...
Mm-hmm.
I had an argument with somebody about that one time. They told me a ditch had to be man-made. No, it's not done. A ditch...
I wouldn't think that it would have to be man-made.
A ditch is something that's just that the rain could cut, you know, the water could cut by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got corroboration on it. Somebody else thinks the same thing. So they did have some creeks and things out around there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the land elevation? You said it was pretty level out there. Well, now, what would you call just sort of a small rise in the land?